Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Hope you're having a very, very happy new year, whatever happiness means to you. And the source of happiness for many people who listen to the program, Dr. Alice Benton, is joining me today. Hey, Alice, how you doing?
Hey, Steve. I'm happy to be here with you.
You know, this is kind of that time when folks get to into the mainstream, holidays wearing off. The bills start to come in, and if you're struggling and you want some help, boy, just call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We've got a lot of things, counselors all over this country, and also Every Man's Battle. We've got the new workshop, Finding Freedom. That's the 25th of January. Restore for women who have been hurt through sexual betrayal, and then also the Intimacy in Marriage Intensive. What a great gift to your spouse that you're going to go to that. So you call us, look at the website, newlife.com, or call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, find out about those and come and join us.
Well, Steve, one of the best things I think we do among all the good is the way we help people build social support. I mean, as we're pushing into January here, and it's a struggle to keep up with the New Year's resolutions, one of the most powerful ways to keep ourselves on track is by community, confessing and asking for help from other people that are also trying to seek out more healing, and New Life can really help with that. Something else we've been doing, and we started in December, but it's really been catching my eye lately. We're doing a lot of Facebook updates with New Life, videos of co-hosts before the show. I just saw recently a schedule of the week of who will be on the show coming up. It's a lot of fun checking out those updates on Facebook. So take a look, folks.
Follow us on Facebook, New Life, and hopefully you'll get some good stuff, encouragement, reminders of who's in charge, which should not be you. It should be God. Hopefully that's the way life's going for you in 2019. Well, let's see how it's going for one of our callers here. How about we go to Rose, Washington, D.C. No, that's not Rose, is it? But here's Rose right here. Rose, how you doing?
Hi.
Hi. What's going on?
How are you?
Good.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Been listening to you guys for a long, long time, and I have learned a lot from you guys.
Thank you.
I have a question about relationships with relatives, close relatives. I like to ask questions, and I like to be, since I learned from the masters, I like to ask questions, why do you do it this way? Why don't you do it this way? Mm-hmm. And being the oldest of several siblings, I am labeled bossy, or and sometimes when I'm talking, they will attack my character. Like I was talking to my sister-in-law yesterday, and she said, oh, I just hope that all of you stay united. There is an issue with my mom's health right now, and my sister and I are in disagreement with that.
Okay.
And I want my mom to take care of the dialysis. My sister thinks that my mom should do what she wants to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to help you with this. Right after this break. Okay, so hold on.
Thank you.
Listening to New Life Live challenges in 2019. That's what we deal with right here. We want to give you some help. And we'll do that right after this. If you need some help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's the 800 number. Call it anytime. We'll try to give you the help that you need no matter what's going on. We've got a resource. We'll be back after this.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against. And families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad you're with us here today on New Life, and hope we've got something to say that could be helpful to you in whatever it is that you're struggling with. And we're starting off with Rose, whose family members, well, they're not happy with Rose. Alice, what do you think?
Rose, I'm going to step in here with a gentle but loving challenge. Because that the way you framed the question that you say you ask your siblings, why do you do it this way and not that way? I got to be honest, Rose, that sounds judgmental and off-putting. It just has that implication right away of the way you're doing it isn't right. Why aren't you doing it my way, the right way? Now, I hope I'm wrong about that. But that's my sense. So if that does tend to be the case with your siblings, you may unintentionally be coming across as having your way superior, your way is the way they should be doing things. And that tends to keep people at arm's length from us.
Okay. Thank you.
I appreciate you heard me so well there. I believe you did. Could you tell us your reaction to what I'm saying?
Well... maybe that's how they view me. But a lot of times they will start with, I don't know. That's how they answer me. And I try to prod more. And that's when they get overwhelmed with my questions. And it's almost like, oh, yes, you're right. But I can't admit that you're right. So I have to attack you in some way, shape and form. Mm.
It
and
is such a burden. Yeah,
I'm sorry.
It's such a burden to be right, isn't it? and nobody appreciates it.
Sometimes it is, and sometimes yeah. I would prefer not to care. But the problem is I feel that I care, and I think that is to my detriment because I care. And as a teacher, I want to help as well. I want people to think for themselves and be adults.
Rose?
Yes.
When you're with these folks, and this happens one time, you're learning something. When it happens one time, you're learning something about them. When you persist with the same style that causes that same reaction, I think you need to be learning something about yourself.
Mm.
And so I think Alice has some really good insight here, and you want it to be about relationships, connection, and if what you do causes an attack of you, then they're not going to care about what's right or truthful or even the most helpful thing. So somehow you've got to stop and look at it from a different perspective and give up being right. And think about what is the most nurturing, connecting, loving thing I can do. Now, when they say, let's do this with mom, and of course that's really not helpful or healthy or whatever. You're not going to abandon what you know to be a good thing for her. But in most cases, it's not that kind of thing. So it's so hard when you have some wisdom that others don't have, and you're kind of asked to put that on hold for the greater good. But maybe that's the thing to do for a while, especially. And then when you start responding differently and reacting differently, something tells me they're going to be saying, what do you think about that? And they'll have a different view or respect for whatever it is that you think about something or whatever opinion you have that might not be the same as theirs. Okay?
Okay.
So you give up what you're doing for a little while, and I think later on it's really going to pay off. Now I'm going to send you...
Do I have time for one more question?
If it's a quick one, maybe we can. Let's see.
Okay. The quick one is, my mom really needed dialysis. She was here in the U.S. She went to my home country, and now she's really sick. Mm-hmm. Well, now everybody's pressuring me to go there, but I tried to get her to do dialysis here, and they said, no, she didn't want to do, leave her alone. We need to honor her the way she wants it. But now everybody's pressuring me to go there, and I don't feel like I can go there.
Okay. That's what you tell them. I can't do it. I'm sorry. I wish she had done
Thank
some
you
things
so much.
When she was here. Yeah, that's a rough one. Do what you can do. All right. Really glad that she called. I'm going to send her the Restoration Bible. It is all about restoration for you, but also restoration with others. Let's go talk to Carol, Florence, Alabama. First time to call, maybe first time to listen. We'll find out. Hi, how you doing?
Hi. I kind of feel bad that I don't have a question, but I was calling because of the gentleman I had heard before about taking depression medicine, and he had a problem with taking pills.
Yeah.
And I've been there, and I have three small children that I moved from one state to another because I would not take the depression medicine I needed. Until someone said to me, depression, sometimes it's like being a diabetic. You no longer produce the chemical that your body needs so that you can function or think properly. So the same as diabetic doesn't produce insulin. That's why they got to have it. And what do you think of a person that's diabetic and they don't take their medicine? Well, that I'm in the same boat, but mine is just happens to be mental. And after 2 years of making everybody suffer, I'm on medicine now like 20 years, and I'm functioning, and I have my downfalls, but it's not any different. Yes, I do have that feeling. I care what people think of me, but I know I have to take that medicine, and I have to go back and get it adjusted, and other people shouldn't feel bad or put you down for it because you're no different.
Well, you don't want people thinking, you know, because when you don't take medicine, they're thinking, man, that person needs to be on medication. You know, that'd be the worst thing. And really, anybody that would judge you for being on medication, well, don't they kind of, isn't that kind of a disqualification to being a really good friend anyway? So,
yeah.
I'm glad
people
you called to encourage others.
They shouldn't be.
Yeah. You know, most people are aware that the Women of Faith movement came out of New Life, and Sheila Walsh, one of those great speakers, and she shared with folks that she has always struggled in that area. Her father was in an institution and escaped and died, and it's a family issue, and she was on medication, and she told people about it, and we've had her on the program here. You don't have to be a spiritual midget to need medication. You can be at any level of spirituality and still need medication. And those that don't understand that, they don't really understand the way the brain works. I'm glad you called. Let me send you a copy of Understanding and Loving a Person with Depression. And if anybody gives you a hard time about medication, you'll just hand it to them and say, here, you need to read this. I think it will really, really help. Let's go to Joyce, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hi, Joyce. Welcome to New Life. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing okay.
Okay.
I was just calling today. Thank you for taking my call. I have been helping my older parents. They're in their late 70s. My dad has been having some health problems, so I've been kind of more into their life than I have been, you know, been involved with raising my own family. And kind of asking some financial kind of questions, you know, just to know where things are and that sort of thing. And uncovering a lot, just not sure where to proceed from here. I'm uncovering a huge amount of debt. About 5 years ago, I found out my dad, who was probably like 75 at the time, remortgaged the home for debt on the order of like $120,000, mm-hmm. which seemed a little extreme. So I was curious and like thinking, what's going on? You know, where's all this debt coming from? And now have found out that there's maybe a new debt on the order of $20,000. And based on some things that my mom had shared with me a couple years ago, she found some pornography. Mm-hmm. So I went on to his browser, and it appears that it's probably related to porn addiction, maybe other things. Like I don't know, you know, if he's been meeting people or what all that's been going on. But mm-hmm. so I just feel like I'm as an adult. Daughter feeling very just not knowing what to do now that I have all this kind of information.
Yeah.
Do I kind of confront my father? Do we do it as a family, as the three daughters? He does profess you know, love of Christ, so I'm wondering if this is just kind of like either an unrepentant sin or he just
Why don't you know where to go,
or how to get help, or
why don't you talk with him from the perspective of it's time to get help. It's not too late to get help. Honor our mom here by stepping up and getting help. What about that approach?
That has, you know, part of me, I guess it feels like you kind of just want to push it under the rug or just not want to talk about it. But just, you know, we did a study on Moses, and, you know, Moses was 80 years old when he was called. So I was like, well, it's not too late, like you said. I mean, yeah.
No, it's not. And the other
70,
thing.
But that doesn't, yeah.
The other way is, the other way you're telling him essentially, we caught you. Stop it. Or something like that, that doesn't help. But I think it's just matter of fact, okay, here's the situation, the debt, here's what mom said, and you want her to know what you're doing. And you say, look, we want you to get some help. We want you to go out strong here. And for us to think that it's too late, silly. It's time for you to be the man that we...
I did make some calls, like, to some local... I know I go to a small church, and they don't really have any resources for this.
Just get him to go to Every Man's Battle.
But I did...
Just get him to go to Every Man's Battle. That's the thing to do.
I looked, locally. I didn't really find anyone... You know,
well, Every Man's Battle's in a different place. We do Every Man's Battle in a different place. Every month it's in a different place, and one will be near there. That's what I'd be doing. Alice, what are your thoughts here as you're hearing all this?
Joyce, I think you're right in your urge to do something rather than sweep it under the rug. In our avoidance, all of us would prefer not to say anything. It's a difficult conversation to have. You're in an awkward position as his daughter. But I think about Proverbs 24:11, where we are admonished to rescue those being led away to death, hold back those staggering towards slaughter. We're actually spiritually held responsible if we see a fellow believer going in the wrong direction and we don't say anything at all. That's a scary responsibility that we have. But we're just being called to love well, even your own father. When you wonder how and when to involve your sisters, I then think about Matthew, which that book asks us to talk with somebody individually first when we see a problem like this. And then if they don't respond, then we bring in other witnesses to assist us. So I would have you ask your sisters to pray for you, that you have a tough conversation to have. You don't even have to give the details, but pray for me with this tough conversation I have to bring to Dad's attention. If your father doesn't respond, then ask your sisters to join you in addressing this with your dad, inviting him to accept that help that Steve is offering.
I think that's a great approach. So that way, you know, you're not shaming him, and you're really saying to him, let's get some help here. And it just needs to be between us. And then, you know, you're kind of protecting him from being the bad guy here in front of all the other kids and everything. It's a great way to go. I don't know how he'll respond. I'd like to know. But it's a loving thing to do. And imagine the shame he's locked into.
Oh, yes.
With this problem that just won't go away. We're not going to go away. We'll be right back. Hi, Steve Arterburn here. We've got a brand new workshop coming up. It's January the 25th, and we're going to do it in Washington, D.C. It's a New Life Weekend. We're calling it Finding Freedom. And I don't know where you're stuck, but you can be free. We're going to talk about forgiveness and codependency. We're going to understand that family of origin, the unhealthy reactions to it. We're going to talk about the cycle of shame and surrender and developing the plan that moves us forward. And it'll include the things that help you find that path to getting your life on track and staying on track. There'll be 8 teaching sessions, 6 small group sessions, and you can find out about it and sign up for it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Call us, talk to us if you want to be free. Finding Freedom, January the 25th. Great way to start the year. You call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEWLIFE. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be his.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And a lot of you know, you've always wanted to be in a club. You've always wanted to be accepted somewhere. You can do that. Larry, tell them about that.
Okay. It's easy to do. This is kind of an exciting time for us because it's early in the year. We need to continue to promote and to encourage you to join Club New Life. Club New Life, the monthly giving program that we have, $30 a month or more, as that grows, that's going to keep me from being the one on radio all the time, every day, saying, please help us, please help us. Because as that club grows, the monthly income grows, and it takes care of a lot of issues. We had a really good year last year for Club New Life, and we need to repeat it again this year. So you're going to hear us encouraging that. And what we did to start the year, we have a new thank you gift if you want to join, if you're able to join Club New Life. We hope these videos that we are offering will entice you to do that. The videos are 4 videos that Mylon and Kay Yurkovich did, and they are Anger and the Love Styles. The second one is Parenting Your Adult Kids. Third is Talking to Kids About Sex. And the fourth one is 12 questions that will change any relationship. So no matter where you are in your life and the struggles that you're having and your situation in life, whether you're childless, with kids, married, or single, there are videos here for you. And Mylon and Kay are so exceptional in these topics. So $30 a month or more, sign up for Club New Life. If you're a current Club New Life member, we'd ask you if you would increase your giving by $5 a month, and we'll send you that thumb drive with those four videos on it.
Well, and the one on four questions to destroy any relationship, that is, that's something, you know, because you want to avoid those, and you can...
I did each of those at Christmas dinner this year.
Yeah, there you go. Now, of course, it's four questions to restore, right?
No, 12 questions.
12 questions. So you got 12 you have to go through to restore it. I thought it was just four.
That will change any relationship.
Yeah, that's pretty great. Like, do you think I'm stupid? That is going to change any relationship. No, Mylon and Kay are such a gift to this ministry, and we're so grateful that they're part of it. And if you've not experienced their wisdom through How We Love, that's a great book. But even better is coming to our Marriage Intimacy Intensive. But here's stuff that you won't find in the book. You won't find it at the intensive. It's brand new, and the only way you get it is be a member of Club New Life.
You know, Steve, so, we learned from Becky Brown that a lot of the counselors that join our counselor network do it because they want to be a part of something bigger than themselves.
Yeah.
They're not doing it just for the referrals. That wasn't the number one reason.
Right.
And so I hope when you join Club New Life, you'll feel that you're joining something that's bigger than yourself, that you're part of the family. You're the heartbeat of the ministry because of your regular monthly giving.
Yeah. You know, I experience that every time I get a call from New Life saying, hey, how can we pray for you? Let us know. And I get that call a couple times a year, and you will too if you join our family. There's so much to it, and we care for you. We really want to minister to you.
That's absolutely
1-800-NEW-LIFE and say, I want to be part of Club New Life. We would love for you to do that. All right. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let's go over here to Eno from Atlanta, Georgia. Hi. How are you? What's going on?
I'm fine, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
I have relationship issues, I think, a problem with that.
Okay. What's going on?
I have a neighbor. He's a widower. Maybe I've been widower for about maybe 2 years, 2.5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like he's just kind of attached himself to me.
Are you married?
No, I'm not married. No.
Okay.
And so I'm divorced. And he'll cook and he'll tell me, you know, pass by and get something to eat. And you know, if I don't pass by, he'll call me until I go get the food. And he says, you like movies, and let's hang out together. Let's go see a movie together. I don't like to say no all the time, but at the same time, I don't want us to be, quote-unquote, an item, you know, kind of thing.
Why is that? Why do you not want to be an item? I'm just curious.
I don't want to have that kind of relationship. I mean, I don't want to be a, you know, somebody's, you know, woman friend or whatever. I just don't want that, and I think he's just kind of lonely because he's a widower, like I said, and I've been trying to help him with understanding the Bible and stuff, and I sure don't want to do any missionary dating. I'm just concerned, and I don't want to hurt his feelings, so I don't know what to do.
Okay, and all right, well, Alice, what would you do if you were her and being pursued? And how would you handle it?
You know, I would have you consider how much contact do you want with him? Because I think unless you let him clearly know what you're interested in and what you're not interested in, and that would be a tough conversation to have, I think you will continually be in this position where you either have to give a yes you don't want to give or to give no's over and over again. So...
I have sat down with him and told him, you know, I am not interested in any. Well, you know, you're divorced. I mean, don't you want to have companionship? I said everybody's got a different definition to this companionship thing.
Yeah, you might want to say, yeah, I do want companionship with somebody that actually listen to what I'm saying here. And so you're eliminating the possibility. Now, we'll give you some help right after this, okay? And I'm glad that you were really upfront with him. You have every right to not want to be in whatever kind of relationship you don't want to be in. So we'll try to give you some help after this. You're listening to New Life Live, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We can help you.
My wife had found me out and came home one weekend. She had revealed my secret. The only reason I was sorry at that time is because I had been caught. I had had the Every Man's Battle book for years and pulled that book out that weekend and found the phone number on the back and called it. And then a week later, I was at Every Man's Battle. It really gave me the start I needed for my recovery. I never had had that opportunity to sit down with guys I didn't even know and totally open up. The good thing was I was opening up to guys I didn't even know. So why did I care? Just lay it all out on the table. I have nothing to lose. You need to check it out. At least go online, check out what it's about, and take the chance and go do it.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to go on struggling. But you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
As you're doing God's work here, you're restoring marriages, you're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back and we're talking with Eno. Eno, there's a note here that you're actually a Club New Life member.
I am.
And, I was going to say this even before I realized that, but it's really great that you're not desperate, that we end up in these desperate situations and we make decisions and we hang out and it's not healthy and all that. And I'm just affirming your lack of desperation. Alice, is there a way that you think might be, I mean, she's already said to the guy, I'm not interested in a relationship. What do you think here?
He's been coming to the church that I go to, and he wants to, he wants us to study the Bible together. I'm like, I'm not into all of this.
Okay. So, at some point,
I don't mind teaching you the Bible, but,
Yeah, but at some point, it goes from being interested in you to kind of like being a stalker. I don't want to over-dramatize it, but look. He needs to respect your space. Okay, Alice, back to you now. What do you think?
It sounds like you've done a very good job of influencing him toward the faith, and he's going to your church. So you've already laid a good foundation there, and now I think it's looking more like needing to protect yourself and make your no more obvious to him. And unfortunately, I don't think you can do that without hurting his feelings or making him uncomfortable. The fact that he is not respecting what you initially said, he's still obviously pursuing you. I would encourage you to have a secondary conversation to say, look, I already told you I'm not interested. And these things you're asking me to do, the date, the Bible study, going out to a movie, I'm not interested. And I'm not going to accept those invitations. You're welcome at my church. I want you to hook up with other men there, other believers there. It's important to me for you to pursue this faith. But I am not interested in dating you. Please stop asking me. And that can be done in a gentle but firm way. After you've stated it for a second time, you might add, if you keep calling, I got to warn you, I'm not going to be answering these calls because you're not respecting my no. So to protect myself, I'm not going to be able to answer when you keep calling like this and keep inviting me when I've asked you not to. You know, what would it be like for you to do that with him?
I mean, I will have to do it, but I just don't. I don't like hurting people. I really don't. But yeah. I mean, I'm hurting myself really now because I find myself. Yeah. You know, sometimes when I'm leaving my home, I feel like, oh gosh, don't let him catch me. You know, I want to get away from. I feel like I got to run away from this man.
Well, you've been very kind, I think, and he's not responding to that. And
yeah.
You know, you're a member of Club New Life. You could say to him, don't make me call my club. And have them come over here, you know, take care of this. But
they'll come over here and fix this.
Look, he's creating the problem. And yeah. I think you are a very nice woman. And I think you just have to be very upfront with him. And here's what you might think about doing. Mm-hmm. Rather than waiting for him to call you to... and then you're responding to, you know, this invitation and it's no and all of that. You might think about calling him up and saying, I need to talk to you about something and I want you to listen. And I wanted to do it at a time where I wasn't saying no to something that you wanted to do. I really want to talk to you about this. And that might give it a different flavor. He might hear it. In a different way. I don't know. But you can think about that.
Well, you know, I'm hearing a pattern of people pleasing with you. And I can relate because I'm also a recovering people pleaser. And we hate to hurt other people. But what can happen as we try to avoid saying no is we give dishonest yeses. Or, as you're describing, we walk out the door and we hope to God that person doesn't see us. It can really lead us into some unhealthy behavior where to keep the peace... We avoid, we lie, we nudge the truth a little bit, and it leads us into possibly even into sin eventually if we do it too much. And it's not loving the way that God asks us to love. And sometimes the most loving thing to do is actually hurtful to the other person. It doesn't harm them, but it hurts them. But it's the best way to love. And we people pleasers, we really need to get the courage to be able to have those tough conversations. We usually get that courage by doing exactly what you're doing, admitting our struggle and asking other people for ongoing help and prayer support to be able to push forward with this.
Okay, I'm gonna do something. I'm gonna send you a couple of copies of Take Your Life Back, and I would imagine you already have one, but I'm gonna send one to you anyway. But give one to him and say, you know what? I am not interested in any kind of relationship, as I've talked to you before. I think you're a wonderful person. I'm really excited you're going to church, but really, don't ask me out. It just isn't the thing at this particular time in my life, or ever on this side of eternity, whatever you want to say there. I just don't want this kind of relationship. But look, here's a great little book. I think you'll enjoy it. And it'll help you with some insights into, you know, how to live life and maybe find some freedom that you're looking for, fulfillment, and wish you the best. That would be perhaps a good grace-filled approach. Well, let me just take a second here to mention that we have some great, great events coming up. The next one that we're going to do is, and that's going to be for the next one is our New Life Finding Freedom Weekend. All of us end up in these places where we're stuck, where something that we thought would just go away, would get better, it doesn't. And we can sit around and we can wait for the magic or the miracle, or we can do what maybe God has been waiting for us to do for a long time. And that's what I'm going to encourage you to do. And that means call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and come to the Finding Freedom Workshop. It could change everything for you. I don't know what you're going through. Good chance I've been through it. And it's not fun at all. Let God do what maybe you've wanted him to do, you've waited for him to do, but let him work through this great weekend. We've seen it happen over and over again. Somebody comes to a workshop, they didn't really want to be there, but that's when God steps in and does something fantastic. You can find out about it at newlife.com, or you can call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be an addiction, an obsession, you just can't get it out of your mind, a compulsive behavior, a bad habit, you could say. It could be freedom inside a relationship that you have. Maybe there is just some hang-up or some hurt that just won't go away. Or perhaps you're living in this shame that, oh my goodness, whatever it is that you feel shame over, it happened long, long ago. And especially if there are some ungrieved losses, this is the place where we can help you best. It's called Finding Freedom, and I hope and pray that I'm going to get to see you there. You can find out about it by calling 1-800-NEWLIFE. Let's go to Nashville. Let's talk to Beth. And Beth is calling us. Well, she listens online, and we're glad that she is calling us here. Beth, how you doing?
Good. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm recently divorced, and I have a 3-year-old granddaughter who keeps asking about her step-grandfather. Why is he not coming around anymore? Where is granddaddy? What do I tell her?
Okay, and the reason for the divorce was what?
He has another family. So he has another family, and so we divorced, and so...
You didn't know about this other family? You didn't know this other family?
I'm sorry?
You didn't know this other family existed?
Well, no, I mean, he was cheating, so now he's moved in with someone, and he has a whole new life with someone else, is what I mean.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Yes, he was cheating for a while, I found out, so we're divorced, and he has... He's moved in with someone, and like I said, he has a whole new family, and so he's not in our lives anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And my granddaughter keeps asking where her grandfather is,
yeah.
You know, and I don't know what to tell her. She's
okay.
Very smart. She's 3. Over the Christmas holidays, she mentioned him a lot because she said, you know, she wants to have her family all together again.
Yeah,
this
sure.
came from a 3-year-old's mouth.
Have you ever?
I don't know what to say.
Have you ever heard of Occam's Razor?
I'm
you know
sorry.
What that, do you know what Occam's Razor?
I can't understand you.
Occam's Razor. Have you ever heard that phrase or
no.
that term? Well, we'll talk
no.
about it when we come back because I think it really applies here, and I think we can give you some relief. We'll be back right after this for more New Life Live.
Said, we need to talk. She's asked me for the first time if I would consider myself a sex addict. You know, I thought it was just about admitting the things that I had done wrong. I never had a clue that it was about redeeming our story. You know, I thought it was just about coming clean on what I had done. I had no idea how to help her with her pain. She was a mess, I was a mess, and we got divorced. Going to EMB, surrounding myself with these other men, they accepted me for who I was and what I had done, but they challenged me to step up and do better. You know, they'll be around other men who are not just pointing the finger, but willing to get in and wade through it with them, you know, get in the trenches. They'll get hope from this workshop, take my sweet wife and my story. We were divorced, remarried, and on our way to what I think will be the sweetest years of our lives. You know, it's no longer simply about surviving. For the first time ever, you know, we're thriving, we're enjoying where we're at.
Hey, listen, if you're struggling, we want to see you at the workshop. Give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back talking with Beth and her husband, the grandfather of this darling little granddaughter, done gone and run off with somebody else. Oh my goodness. And that is a tragedy that this little girl is going to have to face. So I mentioned the concept of Occam's razor. This is an approach, you could call it. And what it's all about is doing the simplest or the most obvious thing. Whenever you're looking for something that's lost, this principle would say, before you get in the car and go to the store and do all this other stuff, look to the simplest, most logical place that you might have left those keys around the house. And so often I have used this principle. Go to the simple, go to the obvious, and it saved me a lot of trouble. So my point is here, I think you have to tell her about divorce. I think your daughter or son, which one is it that is her parent?
The daughter.
Okay. Your daughter and you need to maybe mm-hmm. together talk about divorce and the fact that this marriage didn't work out. And everybody, and when this happens, you know, it's painful, it's hurtful. But so his not being around has nothing to do with her. But it's kind of the simplest, most logical thing, but certainly one of the most difficult things to do with a four-year-old is to tell them this isn't going to change. I think that's the main thing. But Alice, you've got some other insight here that I think is really helpful. I want you to share that.
Beth, it's so unfair that you're the one in the position to have to deal with the mess and the consequences of your ex-husband's decision. And we're so mm-hmm. sorry for that.
Yeah.
How difficult for you going through this loss, not just answering her questions, but dealing with the hurt yourself. I agree with what Steve has been saying so far. And it really goes along with the biblical principle. This comes from Ephesians 4:15, where we're told to speak the truth in love. And through that, we grow and we mature. So giving her that difficult truth of granddad made this decision, and I think you can even add to it, he hurt me. He made some choices that hurt me, and he's not willing to do it differently. She may be able to understand that and apply that to her own life. When people hurt us and they're not willing to change and to fix what they did wrong, sometimes we have to step away from them to protect ourselves.
Yeah.
But also, the grace part of this, I believe, is helping her to mourn the loss. This is sad. And so often when kids ask us these kinds of questions, even more than the answer, they need to be assisted in the process of dealing with their emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So we can ask her, how do you feel about this? I know you sound sad. I saw you crying the other day. Tell me how it affects you that granddad isn't here and that this is still confusing. Even with my answer, this is kind of confusing. Tell me how you're feeling about it. By doing that, you draw out her thoughts about this and her fears. Steve is really hitting on something that when somebody, an adult, leaves, the children almost automatically think, it is my fault. It mm-hmm. is because of me. Mm-hmm. And so allowing her to express that and to just be with her in those emotions is probably one of the most helpful things you can do, along with that, giving her that truth.
And also, as you're helping her understand that it was not her fault, you're also helping her understand it wasn't your fault either. See, and a lot of times we take on a little guilt or responsibility over the divorce. And really, when you think about it, if you could compare what you did or how you were as a spouse to a lot of people where the other person was never unfaithful, never thought about divorce, I don't know how to say it, but it's like you're an angel. So I'm always encouraging people, hey, look, don't feel like you contributed to the divorce. You might have, unless, I mean, yeah, that happens. But a lot of times you're just being a normal person and having normal kinds of problems that result in people having a discussion or having an argument or whatever and working out the conflict. But so often, and people will kind of guilt you into this sometimes, they want you to accept responsibility for causing the divorce. No, you might have just been a normal person doing the best you could, but you didn't have an opportunity to prevent the divorce because you didn't know there was another family. Oh, my goodness. All right. I hope I made my point there.
Beth, you're calling about your... Beth, let me just add one other thing quickly here. You're calling about your granddaughter, but we're worried about your heart, too, because your granddaughter's questions must bring up a lot of anger for you and hurt and grief that your husband did this to you. So I also want you to look at, are you getting help for your own heart in this? Because it'll be hard to answer her questions if you're overwhelmed with your own emotions, as any of us would be in your position.
Yes, I have been... seeing a counselor for quite a while.
Okay.
Actually, over a year before, you know, the divorce took place and everything, because I knew that he was having, well, I had suspicions that he was having an affair. And then it came to light that he was. And he still denies, but he is living with someone else. And like I said, he has another family, you know, he's in now, but so I am, you know, under counselor's care. But when she asked me the questions, it's sad.
Oh,
it
yes.
is. I feel
so sad.
Sadness for her because she's only three, but she is so intelligent. And I discussed it with my family, my daughter and son-in-law, and it's like, what do we say to her? Because we don't want to say too much, but then she deserves an answer. I don't want her to think, okay, granddad left, they're divorced, now mom and dad's going to get a divorce. You know, so that's something to think about. Also.
You know what? But that's what you have. That's why one of the reasons God hates divorce is because that's a natural little thing, and that's what the parents are going to have to deal with. And that's their job. And the longer you go without answering the question, then the more mysterious and difficult it is, I think. So you got to be honest and open in a very, very tough situation. So glad you called.
Well, we want to be honest with her. But
yeah. I'm going to send you Healing is a Choice, and I think that's going to be a help to you. And then I'm going to send you a copy for her parents. How... we love our kids. It's a great, great little book that's going to help you there. Anybody else? We have those at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Well, we've mentioned that we need to help other folks. We want to help other folks here. And we've mentioned that there's a great, great video series when you join Club New Life. It's a great way to help others, being a member of the club. We've talked about our workshops coming up. We have counselors that you don't have to go to a workshop. You just call us with whatever you're struggling with, and we'll help you. There's so many things you can do other than struggle alone or just try harder. This is better. Humble yourself, or as my wife says, humble down. Get the help that you need. You won't regret it. You'll be so grateful that you did. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I would love to see you make that first healing choice to join us for Finding Freedom on the 25th. It's not too late, and you won't regret it. It's going to be fun, and it's going to be filled with restoration and healing. I hope to see you there. 1-800-NEW-LIFE is the number. Thanks, Alice Benton. God bless you. Thanks to all of you who listen and support. We sure appreciate you. See you next time here on New Life. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.